I bring to you the prosecutor of weather, Pat Pagano.
Pat, Timberlake.
Timberlake. Oh, I thought it was Bieber. This is what Bieber and Timberlake is the same thing.
There's a big difference.
Now they're both pencil neck geeks.
Oh, I absolutely love Timberlake. Right. I think he is. I think he's very, very creative, and I think he could dance real well, and I think he could sing real well, and of course he could write real well. Listen, last year he had, or 2 years ago, he had one of their biggest songs.
Hey.
Biggest songs, but I think the show's going to be real good. You watch the halftime show.
All right, now, Pat, I want you to.
Yes. Yeah.
We have 3 to 5 inches of snow out there this morning.
Yeah, would you like a medal for that?
No, I don't. My guy didn't show up to plow me out at the house. Guys did not show out to plow out the station or the ramp. Pat,
right, because why would they? Nobody was forecasting that much snow. We were just thinking an inch or two.
I know. This doesn't bode well for Sunday, Pat.
Oh, you could be right there, too. But so far, that's the highest amount I have heard, because everybody else is just telling me they've gotten exactly what was predicted by yours truly, 1 to 2 inches.
It's funny. On the back porch, I went out and measured, and it was a little under 5 inches, okay? But when you got out onto the grass, it was closer to 3 to 4 inches. But it was a heavy, wet snow.
Mm-hmm. And all it was a front, too. So get that.
Isn't that amazing?
It's over. Partly sunny and windy today. We will fall through the 20s. Clear tonight, 5 to 10 above. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 25 to 30. Sunday, the two storms will now just basically be one storm, and the major storm is going to be going up well to the west of us. So for Sunday, we will have snow showers developing by afternoon, and then a wintry mix at night. And the highs on Sunday will be in the 30s. That wintry mix is going to end before Monday morning. And Monday turns out to be partly sunny and windy in the mid-30s. My guess right now is that the area will see 1 to 3 inches. Except our furthest northern and western areas. They may get 3 to 6 because there won't be as much mixing or even any rain in the ballpark. So if you're in our extreme western and northern areas, you may see 3, 4, 5, 6 inches. Otherwise, I'm thinking in the immediate area from, like, say, Sharon on east and south, 1 to 3 inches should do it, and it should not be as bad as we originally thought. So that's the thinking there. What happens for the next storm on Wednesday and the Thursday is anybody's guess, because I've seen, again, a lot of scenarios with that as well. The America model wants to bring the rain snow line back up across our region next Wednesday and Thursday. And there are some other models that are saying, no, it's going to be further south. So, of course, if we're north of the rain snow line, we get less. We're south, we get more.
You know,
and that's really the name of the game. You could be right, though, Marshall, because this system that's coming in on Sunday and Sunday night, even though it's not a nor'easter, if the cold air over us does not scour out in time, we could have a prolonged period Sunday night of sleet that could add to the 1 to 3 inches. So a lot has to be watched, and Bill will be in the Weather Center this weekend, and he'll be watching it for you.
It's interesting because this year, most of the storms we've had now with this, we're somewhere around 38 inches of snow, 38, 39. But most of them have been 3 to 5 inches of snowfall, and no matter what the prediction has been, except for one where we got, I think it was 8 or 9. But to me, I just think now that, you know what, these things tend to be a little cold. If there's any chance of there being snow, snow wins out. That's what, if the forecast calls for just rain, it's going to be rain, and maybe rain changing to snow.
Right.
Those forecasts seem to be right on. But anything else that calls for a mix or something like that always seems for us this year to tend a little more towards the snow. Not a lot, but a little.
A little, yeah. And I took that into consideration. But even the Canadian, believe it or not, is bringing the rain snow line up across the region. So, I mean, when the Canadian does that, And you start saying to yourself, that can't all be wrong, including the euro. So I'm hoping this is the way it turns out. We get less snow than we're bargaining for, and we'll be watching that. I heard one of our neighborhood websites this morning reported that when they pulled up to their driveway last evening, and this is a neighboring town, so it's in New Jersey, but it's right over the border where I am, and they were going into the driveway, they saw a coyote feasting on a carcass.
Yeah.
Probably, in their driveway.
Probably a rabbit or something like that.
No, they said it was a pretty good-sized deer.
Well, I think that could be, yeah, there you go.
So there. Now I'm nervous again because for a while I haven't heard anything, and I figured we were safe, but now we're not. Where are they hiding?
They're not hiding.
Where do these coyotes hide?
Pat, there's coyotes. You're not ever going to be safe from coyotes.
Really?
Oh, they're slick. They know how to trick dogs into thinking they're dogs.
Right.
They're very slick, and you know what? So you just have to. You're always going to have to be on your guard for coyotes. Always. Okay. Like where you lived before, you had to be on guard to watch your dog in case of cars. In case your dog got out, you know, with cars.
Right.
Well, here it's predators. It's predators.
Yeah, exactly. And where do they stay? Like, you know, during the day, and you know, when you don't see them, where are they?
I think they stay at Days Inn.
Oh, Days Inn.
I really don't. You
don't know either, right?
They hide out in the brush. You know, it's kind of like deer. When the deer go under trees and stuff like that. So I mean, I would think that's what they do. You know, they have dens. They're going to be like wolves and stuff like that. They get together, you know. Hang out, have a few beers, and say, okay, let's go out and scour the neighborhood, you know, see what
Very
we find. Let's go to Pagano's house.
So back to having my foghorn with me when I walk Shirley. I mean, I walk her in the evening, but I don't walk her far. I walk her down to the end of the block now and back, you know, but it's dark.
Yeah, but you have her on a leash.
I have her on a leash, yeah, and the leash is LED, so yeah. It lights up and it blinks. I don't know if that would scare them, but... so I have that, and I'm always watching, and it's a short walk, but nevertheless, even when I let her out in the yard now, I have to be careful, because you said these things jump over fences.
Well, they're like dogs, yeah. I mean, they're more aggressive dogs, yeah. They can jump over fences. See, when I walk up here, I don't worry about coyote. I have a little
mini, about bear.
That's right. I have my little mini, my little mini horn for the bear, so that way when people can't find me and they finally find the bear and they cut it open, they'll see a little horn in there.
Oh, that's funny.
Because you always hope that that's going to work.
Yeah, really. I would rather have coyotes than a bear. That's for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. Well, Pat, let's see what happens this weekend. So who are you going to pick for the Super Bowl?
The Patriots.
All right, there you go. There you go, Patriots pick. All right, and Justin Timberlake, not Bieber, Justin
right,
Timberlake.
Right, Justin Timberlake. And I'm telling you, you watch that show, you're going to enjoy him. Even if you don't appreciate his songs or recognize his songs, he is extremely creative.
Pat? I won't even make it to halftime.
I hear you.
I'll be long sleeping by the time he comes.
Okay, so
on.
Then we'll discuss it Monday morning.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.